From Bio 2006 in Chicago, I'm Chuck Zimmerman, and here in this interview, I am in the Novozymes booth, where the ethanol number 17 car, Indy racing car, is on display, and as I understand it, Novozymes is one of the sponsors of the car. With me to talk about how the company is involved in the ethanol business is Jorgen Torball. And if you could, first of all, tell me a little bit about the company itself, where you're from, and the types of things that you're involved in, including this ethanol business.
Yes, Novozymes has a long history. We're going dating back 60 years ago when we started in the trypsin and the whole area of enzymes. Enzymes is small proteins that facilitate the breakdown or the change of certain reactions. It facilitates things to go faster. Typically, where normal consumers will recognize the enzymes is from their detergents. Basically, you can say that enzymes can be used in any industrial process, going from the food industry to, and also as you can see here today on display, into the energy and fuel industry. And I find that's, here we go.
That's okay. We'll just go ahead and keep recording because the car just started up next to us. But well, go ahead now. That'll turn us over to energy and ethanol in particular. How is your company involved in helping in the ethanol industry?
Again, in the good old days, how you made ethanol is from sugars. And, of course, you want to make that as cheap as possible. So the best and cheapest sugar resource is from cellulose as a plant material. And that's all the waste material that you get from the farms after you are done your harvest. You take all this the waste, and then you put it into big tanks. And then in the good, as I said previously, then you would put in water, and you add some acids, and then you would heat it up and boil it away for a long time to get this difficult cellulose mass separated into small sugars. Then you add some bacteria. After you cooled off, you add some bacteria, and then in the end you get the ethanol. All quite expensive process. And that's why we have not seen a lot. We've been talking about electricity cars, we've been talking about hydrogen cars and so on, but not a lot about ethanol. Until here recently, when we gradually are seeing a breakthrough in how we are doing it. Today we again are adding some enzymes to the process to break down the starch. So you can use much less energy, much less heat. And then the whole energy math is coming out more favorable. Eh? And today what we can see is, like for instance in California, they are replacing the MBTA additives in the gasoline. And that is, of course, a big plus for the environment. And is also price competitive. The next step, of course, will be when we have like this car, this racing car on the Indianapolis, that they are going on only ethanol. And that reason that is particularly interesting is that ethanol, if you can imagine that you grow plants on the field, it will take the carbon dioxide and put it into the plant, and then you burn it, of course, it's released again. So you have a sort of zero balance in the greenhouse effects. So you both get a better environment, you have less pollution, neutral in the greenhouse process, and you also get the big advantage, I think, for U.S. and many countries is that you get self-sufficient in energy supply. It just grows on your fields.
So your company is basically helping those who are producing the ethanol, the plants, to do it more efficiently so it becomes more cost-effective and also, and then, of course, friendlier for the environment.
Correct. I mean, we're not an ethanol-producing company. We partner up with people that want to produce it cheaper and better. We are a typical, would you say, business-to-business company. We are very heavy in research and production of enzymes and other proteins. So we work with the U.S. government, their research institutes. We work with companies on improving their processes and trying to find out. The goal is, of course, that ethanol should be just as cheap cheap as gasoline. Or you can say, of course, that we are being helped right now because gasoline prices is getting going up. So the day where you would see that ethanol is just as competitive as gas in price will soon come, I think.
Is there any way to quantify how much more efficient the enzymes you produce can make the process so that you can kind of measure the benefits of versus not using them?
It's a little bit compared to what you compare with, because every year we improve the enzymatic process. As a thumb rule, we normally say that we can improve our process with about 5% every year. So in that sense, you can say that it will every year becomes cheaper and cheaper to do the process. I think also it is important to state, of course, that enzymes is just one part of the process. So the producers are also adding other new techniques. So in together we will make it much cheaper. But I think that what we have seen here in the last 5 years is that we have half the cost of ethanol production.
That's great, fantastic. And I have been speaking with Jorgen Torball with Novozymes. And where are you from?
I'm personally based in Copenhagen in Denmark, but our company is placed. We have research facility in Davis. We have a huge production facility in Franklinton, and we're also in China and Japan. So we are pretty much a global company.
Pretty much global and around the world. And that's kind of the way business is today. Well, with this report from Bio 2006 and sponsored by Ray and Kaiser Marketing and Communications, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.